This is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Swoon, be still my beating heart. You know, one of my favorite spots is Studio 1A, and we have very special guests this afternoon. They are performing at the Cactus Cafe this Saturday. You can get tickets and information at cactuscafe.org. A night of country, and then some, I don't know, things might just get a bit crazy, but in that acoustic sort of way. I want you to welcome to Studio 1A Josh T. Pearson and Jonathan Terrell.
I'm gonna steal me a self-style, not a mark upon a silky eye. Teach him to trust me like a brother. One day we'll saddle up and ride. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like a one-eyed jacket down to the devil close behind. We're gonna ride. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman, razor blades and eyes in her eyes, just a touch of sadness in her fingers, thunderbolts and lightning in her thighs. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride. I'm gonna chase the sky forever with all the women, stallions in the wind. The sun is gonna burn into a cinder before we can pass this way again. And we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
Josh T. Pearson and Jonathan Terrell in Studio 1A. on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience, doing Kris Kristofferson, Silver Stallion.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Lori.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Always. Always a pleasure. And, of course, the show coming up, Cactus Cafe, that's the perfect room, really, for a performance like this, you know.
You know.
The intimate setting, beautiful room, and this is
and nobody's allowed to talk, so
and no-
you know, they just have to silently get drunk and then kind of laugh at our horrible jokes.
Well, you know, I mean, on a similar note, you know, you show respect. Don't talk. This is a beautiful performance,
oh,
and
yeah.
you don't want to ruin it for yourself or anybody else or the performer. So there
oh,
you go.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice.
When did this collaboration come about? Because I know you and Josh separately as artists in your own right. What inspired you to get together and do a collaboration like this?
He's just so handsome.
I'm not going to argue about that. Yeah.
Every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Yeah. You know, Josh started lurking on me at these shows.
And, lurking.
I'd see him like hiding behind doorways and things.
Okay.
And then we got to talking for a while, and then I guess I knew him for about a month.
But
and then,
seriously, I was just smitten by him. I heard his songwriting. It's my favorite in town. I'm like, man, this guy's knocking out of the park. And I kind of just started stalking him a little and saying, man, you're really doing great work. And then we had our first mandate, I guess, at Barton Springs. And it's
yeah, went to Barton Springs.
Heart throbs ever since. But
yeah. Gone on some adventures, you know, day trips.
Yeah. We met Kris Kristofferson. Yeah. That was
we
really
drove
neat.
To Dallas and meet Kris.
So
to,
you met.
Exciting.
Okay, so I wanted to confirm that because to me that was just a rumor. I didn't know
it
that
wasn't
you had
a cutout.
Actually.
It wasn't a cardboard cutout.
Oh, not the cardboard cutout. It was the real deal.
Not like last time.
Not like
so we brought our matching Kris Kristofferson autographed guitars today.
Oh, my word.
You can only imagine out there in radio land.
It's just a stencil we painted on.
Sure. Oh, you know, crush my dreams.
It was a real honor. It was super. We were like, we were happier than a puppy with two Peters. Meeting them. So,
I Josh guess
maybe
T.
that'd
Pearson.
Be four Peters.
My word.
You said it.
This is just exciting, though, that you get to meet the man, the myth, the legend, and then you're gonna, you know, you share this song today on the radio, and I can feel the love. I can feel the love.
This show we're gonna be. You know, showcasing some of our own songs, but today we just kind of wanted to bring some duets that we had been working on together, some songs that we had really kind of brought our friendship closer, you know, so.
That's lovely, truly.
It's just like crocheting, you know, we're just crocheting a friendship through songs here.
Crocheting, that is a different language you speak. my guest today in Studio 1A, Josh T. Pearson and Jonathan Terrell. I think I got time for one more willing to share.
This is by one of our favorite dudes. This is Dwight Yoakam's song. He's playing, I think, Friday in town at the Nutty Brown. So go to his show and then come to our show on Saturday. Yeah. So.
You keep calling me on the telephone, say you're home. Well, that's real sad. You keep leaving these knocks on my door, say you're hungry for some more. Well, that's too bad, 'cause I ain't that lonely yet. No, I ain't that lonely yet. After what you put me through, girl, I ain't that lonely and lies. She's on her chains around my heart and soul, swearing never to let go. Oh, but I survived, and I ain't that lonely.
Tears of joy. Josh T. Pearson and Jonathan Terrell, the Terrell Barrel, live in Studio 1A, doing a Dwight Yoakam track that is probably one of my favorite.
Chart throbs.
that's good, Dan. I'm stealing that one.
I want you to write that down.
I thought about that today.
Send it to me in an email.
I didn't see any hashtags for it, so.
It's all right. Now it is. Now you need to make plans to go out to the Cactus Cafe Saturday night, because you get to see Mr. Pearson and Mr. Terrell perform. They've got some great covers in store for you and some original material as well in the perfect setting. It is the Cactus Cafe. You want tickets and information? You can go to cactuscafe.org. Josh, JT, I am happy that you were able to come by this afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks so much. God bless you.
I love it. Hearts in my eyes.
Excellent taste.
I got hearts in my eyes.
Bring us back.
I shall. You can't see it in the radio, but hearts in the eyes. And I also wanted to say thanks to our KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of them you get to see these exclusive performances in Studio 1A on our website, kutx.org, and at viewhouse.com. And, of course, thanks to our engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. It's because of them everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.
There you go. Handsome man. Good. Newlywed conversations always end up in a fight. Lovers laying there looking at the ceiling, trying to figure out who's wrong and right. Well, the hell that our feet touch the soles of his, cigarettes left to burn. And they both had so much to say. The ceiling fans are the ones taking the turn. The war is over. Now Jimmy played ball in Baton Rouge till they shipped him off to war. And there's no hiding in a baseball glove. Maybe I should have stayed working at the hardware store. But he come home around Christmas time, didn't have much to say. He was still a little jumpy on the 4th of July, shooting fireworks across the bay. Oh, the war is over, war is over now. Oh, that war is over, war is over now. Becky was like a ray of light when the diagnosis came through. The doctor said she didn't have much time, maybe just a month or two. So she got her hair done every day and never let the pain show.
and give her a little shot of morphine and a shower of love when it was time to go. The war is over, war is over now. Oh, baby, that war is over, war is over now. Oh, baby, that war is over, war is over now. Oh, that war is over, war.